Sorry for this interruption. I hope you like the music, if you could hear it. Again, we start with our news from our portfolio construction activities in the Altmarkt-Galerie Dresden, in the Main-Taunus-Zentrum and A10 Center are progressing very well. That means especially for the Main-Taunus-Zentrum that we have opened the car park as the first component of the enlargement for traffic end of July. Pre-letting is fully in plan, which means for the occupancy rate in Dresden, 78%. That's before the opening in spring 2011. For the Main-Taunus-Zentrum, it's 60%. Opening is scheduled for autumn 2011. And for the A10 triangle, it's 50%. And opening is scheduled for spring 2011. Coming to page number 3, I continue with the portfolio news. We have acquired shareholdings in 3 shopping centers in Kassel, Wuppertal and Dresden. The purchase price based on the valuations as per December 2009. One calculation can be seen for Dresden in our half year's report due to the fact that we will still consolidate Dresden in part, quota, but the quota is increasing from 50 to 67%. For Wuppertal and Kassel, it's unchanged, is still fully consolidated. Now, Deutsche Shop owns 100% of Citypoint in Kassel and CityAK in Wuppertal and, as already remarked, 67% of the Altmarkt-Galerie in Dresden. We paid this investment with own shares and with cash, 6.4 million euros in cash for a 3% stake in Wuppertal and for a 10% stake in Kassel. The net initial yield for these acquisitions were, regarding to Wuppertal, 5.8%, for Kassel, 6.0%, and for Dresden, 5.7%. We will increase our share capital by 1.78 million shares. That's approximately 4% of the equity. The entry of the non-cash capital increase in the commercial register is expected to happen in the next days and will rise our number of shares to 45,894,578. That are the news from our portfolio. Talking more about the figures, starting on page number 4. Deutsche Shop is fully in plan. The main impact is from our shopping center, A10 Center in Wildau near Berlin. The FFO and also the earnings per share make us optimistic for a dividend of minimum 1.05 euros. And the P&L is explained later in some bridges. Also, the balance sheet indicates the A10 investment and the capital increase from February 2010. To stress again, in the total equity, the last capital increase from June is not included. Equity ratio still very comfortable with 48.5% and also the loan to value ratio very comfortable with 47%. Coming to page 5, the balance sheet. We have non-current assets increased by 235 million euros. That results mainly from the A10 center with roughly 220 million euros, but also the enlargement of Dresden is included with 12.5 million and also the enlargement of the Main-Taunus-Zentrum with 3.3 million euros. For the 220 million euros regarding to the A10 center, that's split in the purchase price, including additional costs of roughly 200 million euros and the costs for the triangle construction. Current assets are at 95.3 million euros. This includes mainly our cash position of 80.5 million euros. Bank debt has increased by 124.9 million euros. That results from the loan which we got to finance the A10 center of 125 million euros, but also included is an increase in the loan for the Altmarkt Galerie Dresden, enlargement of 7.5 million euros, and we have repaid in the first half year 7.5 million euros. Coming to page number six, P&L for the first half year, you see that revenues have increased by 12%. It's mainly due to the A10 Center. That is a portion of 5.9 million euros, which were revenues due to the A10 Center, and from Citypoint Kassel, we had a plus of 0.7 million euros after restructuring Kassel in last year. Property operating and management costs were kept stable, and so the EBIT was a plus of 13%. Income from investments, that is our 33.3% stake in the Galeria Dominikanska in Poland, almost stable with roughly 780,000 euros. Net interest expense down to 26.3 million euros. This figure increased due to the A10 financing. EBT before valuation, therefore, plus 20%. That is the figure we would like you to focus on. Measurement, again, losses were zero in the first half 2010. This is due to changes in the accounting procedures for currencies in our companies in Poland and in Hungary. Currency gains and losses are calculated directly with the equity in this year. In last year, it was different, so it's 10.8 million euros, which we have shown in the measurement as measurement gain last year. That was a non-cash currency gains of 7.3 million euros and 5.3 million portion for the lucky buy for the Citypoint in Kassel. Coming to page number seven, we have the first bridges, the revenue bridge, starting with 63.1 million euros in the first half 2009, a plus of 6.8 million euros in revenues due to the fact or coming out of 5.9 million euros for the A10 Center since February 2010, and a plus of 0.7 million euros after restructuring the Citypoint in Kassel. So you see a successful measurement. Increase in rents for all the other centers was 0.6 million euros, which means a plus of 1.1%. Coming to page number eight, net finance cost bridge, starting with minus 27.7 million euros. Income from investments, that is the portion for the Galeria Dominikanska, minus 0.1%. The main point, the interest expenses increased by 1.7 million euros. In total, the interest expenses for the A10 loan were 2.4 million euros. Minority profit share increased by 100,000 euros due to better results for the full consolidated companies. Coming to page number nine, the EBT bridge, starting with 36.9 million euros. I already spoke about the valuation result, which is zero in the first half 2009, and I would like to stress this again. There are non-cash items for the lucky buy Citypoint in Kassel and non-cash currency gains in Poland and in Hungary. So you see that we have EBT by operation, which increased by 5.1 million euros, which means a plus of 14%. Coming to page number 10, profit bridge from the same aspects now regarded after taxes, 8.9 million euros valuation. That means 10.8 million after tax, and the plus of 4.4 million euros in the operational increase is the 5.1 increase after tax. Coming to page number 11, to the forecast, Our forecast remains unchanged. The increase of shareholdings in Kassel, Dresden, and Wuppertal leads to a plus of 1.1 million euros in revenues and to a plus of 1 million euros in EBT. So that is the reason why we haven't done any changes. Based on this, we are optimistic to pay a dividend of minimum 1.05 for 2010. That's the end of my presentation. Thank you for your attention, and we are ready for your questions. Operator, please go ahead.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit one on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star two. Again, please press star one to ask a question. We will pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal. We will take our first question from Thomas van der Meij from Kempen. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Two questions from my side. You stated that you expect that rental income from the A10 center will exceed your first calculations. Could you give more details on this?
We are in line with the progress of the rental. You know that perhaps you know that we have 105 lease agreements in the existing A10 center, and we had only to cancel 12 of these lease agreements. Meanwhile, roughly 97% of all the lease agreements in the existing A10 center have been renewed or enlarged, and we are fully in plan with what we have expected when we acquired the A10 center.
But if I read the quarterly report, you stated that it will exceed the calculations made at the time of the acquisition.
No, what we have said is that the acquisition of the three stakes of Dresden, Wuppertal, and Kassel will lead, beginning from the third quarter, with a plus of 1.1 million euros. We have in total for the A10 center a plus of 5.8 million euros in revenues for the first half year, but that is in line with what we have calculated. And please remember, we have bought the A10 center in February, so that are the revenue figures for the first five months.
Yeah. I know that one. I was meaning the outlook you gave on the center.
Okay. We are slightly above this calculation, but it's too early to give some very concrete figures. But as I told you, already 97% of all the lease agreements in the existing A10 center are renewed. And we see that we are a little bit better, but it's not worth it to name.
Okay. Thanks. And in the press release, you sound quite optimistic or positive on another acquisition in the second half of the year. Could you elaborate a bit more on this?
Yes, I can do that. We are in two bidding processes for shopping centers in Germany currently. What we realize is that the market is or there are still a lot of investors for shopping centers, open-end funds, closed-end funds. We see that the net initial yield for shopping centers is at roughly 5.7%, a little bit more, a little bit less. In one bidding process, we have exclusivity, and so we are still optimistic that we can buy one shopping center this year, and the investment volume for this is below 200 million euros.
Could you comment on location in Germany?
No, I can't. It's Germany.
Thanks.
I ask for your understanding, but if we are signing or if we're taking part in a bidding process, we are not allowed to give any information to the public.
No, totally understand that. Thanks.
Okay.
We will take our next question from Michiel de Jong from ABN AMRO. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is Michiel de Jong speaking, ABN AMRO. I also want to have a small question on the acquisition side you mentioned. You indicate you have a war chest of 300 million and the bidding process you're in is less than 200. Will you issue new equity nonetheless to preserve your equity ratio, or will this be out of available funds? Thank you very much.
Thank you for your question, Michiel. Perhaps you have seen that we have a new credit line of in total 150 million euros for the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
That is a new renewal and enlargement of our old credit line, which was 100 million euros. Doing an investment of the size which I named, we can do this with our credit line and the existing cash of 40 million euros in the Deutsche EuroShop as a holding company. But to keep, so in the first step, we do not need a capital increase. But as you know, we like to have a conservative equity ratio. So I guess that a capital increase is also combined with an acquisition. It's only a question of time. Also for the reason that we then can use the credit line of 150 million euros for a next acquisition. I think it's a general item that every investment which we do leads to a capital increase.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And then maybe a small question on the stakes you bought in July. Can you indicate at what yield you bought these stakes?
Yes, I can. At first, let me stress to say that this deal was based on a bid and ask with written forward figures on the Q1 figures, and the agreements were signed on the 13th of June before the first half figures were present. The yield at which we bought the shareholdings were regarding to Wuppertal 5.8%. For Dresden, it's 5.7%.
Sorry, 5.7?
5.7 regarding to the fiscal year 2012. So that means the first full fiscal year with the enlargement of Dresden. And for the city point in Kassel, it's a net initial yield of 6.0%. All evaluations or purchase price based on the evaluations of the shopping centers regarding to the December 2009 figures stated in our annual report.
All right. Thank you very much. That were my questions.
Okay. You're welcome.
We will now move to Burkhard Zawarski from Commerzbank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Two questions left for me. The first question is a follow-up on the A10 Center. At the time of the acquisition, you pointed out that you believe that the center is under-rented, and your current view is obviously more that you see slight upside potential. So was it more the disappointment in the process within the negotiations with the tenants? So could you clarify on this, please? And second question would be, there's a slight decrease in the income from investments, obviously attributable to the investment in Poland. Could you give us the reasons for this? Thanks.
Okay. Oh, and I didn't want to irritate. We are very happy with our A10 center in the investment. And what we have said is that we slightly about our expectations, and our figures. So what we have expected, the revenues which we have expected, the rents are higher than what the A10 center has produced before. So everything is fine in the A10 center. just said, slightly better than what we had expected in last time. The investments for the Galleria Dominikanska, this, you're talking about this 100,000 euros regards to the fact that we have let a small cash position in the Galleria Dominikanska to do a small restructuring over there. You know that the markets in Poland or in Hungary are a little bit different than in Germany, especially Hungary, but also in Poland. We meanwhile want to restructure the shopping center because the competition in Wroclaw has increased 3 years before, and so we want to make fit the Galleria Dominikanska.
Okay. So thanks. So your current view on the 810th center is that you're able to increase rents slightly, but that you do not consider the center massively under-rented. Is this a fair
We stated when we bought the shopping center, we said that the net initial yield after opening of the triangle is 6.8%, and that is still our figure which we named.
Okay. Thanks a lot, then.
We will take our next question from Jochen Schmidt from Metzler Equities. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good morning. I have three questions for me. Firstly, could you provide a figure for write-downs on rent receivables in the first half? Secondly, is it right to assume that the vacancy rate was more or less unchanged at approximately 1% in the second quarter? And thirdly, could you provide a qualitative guidance how you expect like-for-like rental income to develop in the second half, maybe in comparison to the first half? Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the questions. The write rounds are on the normal level, so we do not have any increase over there. Tenants are paying their rents as they have done in part. The amount of outstanding rents is on the average of the last 3 years. And vacancy rate, we are still fully rented in all our centers, especially in the A10 center, we have a 100% occupancy rate, and all in the other centers which we had. We do not expect that the vacancy rate will decrease in the second half or two. For the like-for-like rents, we have shown a plus of 1.1% in the first half, and we guess that this will continue also for the second half 2010.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We will take our next question from Kai Klose from Berenberg Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Just a quick one. Could you indicate which tenant or which sector performed very well and which sector maybe was not that good?
Yes, that is what we can do. We have seen, or we have realized that the turnover of the big food retailers was weak in the first half 2010, but there's no, but that's the only general trend which we have seen in our centers. What we have seen is that in those centers which are very successful, all the branches are successful, and in those centers which are less weaker, generally all the branches are weaker. But one general trend has been seen: the big food retailers there were weak, but in my opinion, it's not a question of their turnover. It's a question of their price, because with all the discounts which they give, it's not a wonder that they are very weak. Especially for the department stores, we have a plus of 6.1% in one of our department store as a tenant. And in another one, we have a minus of 8.9%. So you can see no common picture. Also for the electronic markets, we have a plus of 14.4% in one center and a minus of 17.2% in another. On an average in our center, it's I would say roughly a minus of 0.6%.
Okay. Excellent. Thanks. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
As a reminder, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1. We will take our next question from Manuel Martin from CBS Research. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Actually, it's a follow-up question on the tenants. Well, we heard your details about food retailers and department stores. Is there maybe anything else what you could tell us on the mood of your tenants? Maybe there's a trend to be seen, whether optimistic or pessimistic. Could you give us some details on that, please?
Yes, I can do that. What we see is a stable picture of our tenants. For example, in one shopping center in Wuppertal, which will be next year 10 years old, roughly 50% of the lease agreements are expiring, and so half year before beginning of this year, we started to renew this shopping center, and what we see is very concretely that the big majority of all these tenants is interested to in continuing the lease agreement on the same level, for sure. So the possibility to increase rents is limited. But what we see is that we can get the same rents as before. I guess it's also shown in the plus of 1.1% for the like-for-like base. But also on the other hand, also very special question regarding to each center. Those centers which are developing or performing very well, in these centers we are able to negotiate higher rents. That's especially the case in Harburg, which is performing very, very well. And in other centers, for example, also like Dessau, then over there it's more difficult. We have, in some cases, to give small amounts of money if the new shops have to be reconstructed. You know that every new tenant, even if it's the old one, has to refurbish his shop. And sometimes our bigger and powerful tenants ask for a subsidiary of us, and that is what we give them. But generally, we can negotiate still our 10-year leases on the old levels. And regarding to our enlargements, I have told you that we are fully in line with what we have planned. The pre-lettings in Dresden, 78% half year before opening, shows that also over there we could arrange or negotiate all the rents which we have expected 2 years before. And the same for the Main-Taunus-Zentrum, which is already pre-let 60%, and also the same for the A10 triangle, which is already 50% pre-let.
Thank you.
And perhaps let me say that too, as there were some questions regarding to the A10, the existing A10. There were 105 lease agreements in the existing A10 center, and we only had to cancel 12. We were able to do that according to German insolvency law. All the others were willing to enlarge their lease agreements, to renew them, or they still are due. So I think that's a very good gives a very good picture about the mood of all the tenants.
All right, thanks.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1. If you're using a mute button, please depress the mute button to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that's star 1 to ask a question. For your information, there are no further questions in the queue. That will conclude today's Q&A session. I would now like to turn the call back to Mr. Borkas for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your attention again, also from Patrick Kiss, who is sitting next to me. And we hope to see you in 3 months for our
figures after the third quarter 2010. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.